This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. National Public Radio is broadcasting a news report about a new water conservation effort. This report isn't from Washington, D.C. or Southern California. Part of it came from the cab of a combine in Kansas. They were reporting on an innovative water conservation initiative being led by Northwest Kansas farmers. It's today's Kansas Profile. Gary Moss is a fourth-generation farmer near Hoxie in Sheridan County and a member of the advisory board for this water conservation project. Gary produces irrigated corn, soybeans, and wheat, and has a cow-calf herd. Through the years, Gary has seen the significance of the Ogallala Aquifer, the huge underground water reservoir which underlies the western high plains. He's also seen groundwater levels fall. In 1972, the state of Kansas created a state-level position of chief engineer and provided for groundwater management districts across the state. Over the decades, groundwater districts in some regions were seeing depletion of the underground water. Gary Moss and other producers saw a need to get together in their part of Northwest Kansas. In 2008, we started holding meetings because the groundwater table was dropping pretty significantly, he said. The group worked on ways to use water more efficiently, such as re-nozzling sprinklers. Under Governor Sam Brownback, the Kansas Department of Agriculture conducted a review of state water policy and recommended changes which were adopted by the Kansas legislature in 2012. Among other things, the legislation allowed a producer to carry over water credits if water use was reduced. This provided incentive to conserve, rather than the use-it-or-lose-it policy of the past. The legislation also authorized groundwater management districts to create what was called a Local Enhanced Management Area, or LEMA. A Local Enhanced Management Area helps groundwater management districts conserve water by setting goals and control measures for a specific, locally defined region. It gave us a tool to more effectively manage water conservation ourselves, Gary said. Six high-priority areas were identified for water conservation in Sheridan County. Ultimately, a LEMA was proposed and approved by the chief engineer. This LEMA was known as Sheridan 6. The Sheridan 6 LEMA included 99 sections of land and 193 agricultural water wells. The LEMA does not apply to residential water wells. Gary Moss served as chair of the Sheridan 6 LEMA Advisory Board. It was the first LEMA adopted in the state of Kansas. In 2013, we adopted a five-year plan to reduce the amount of water pumped by 20% compared to the five-year average, Gary said. In the first year of the plan, world grain prices rose significantly. It was tough, Gary said. Prices were high, and some farmers were saying, why do we have to cut back on water and production when prices are up? However, Sheridan 6 stayed the course. By the end, we achieved nearly a 30% reduction in water use, Gary said. Research showed that producers inside the LEMA fared about as well as outside producers nearby. We want to do the right thing, Gary said. We want to sustain our operations and pass them on to our kids. Gary's sons Jake and Jackson both went to K-State and came back to Sheridan County. Jake has a business in Hoxie, and Jackson is farming with Gary. Each boy has a son of his own who would represent the sixth generation on the farm. I believe the water policy is working, Gary said. This innovative and voluntary conservation strategy captured national attention. When the new policy was implemented, reporters from places such as the Wall Street Journal and National Public Radio made their way to Hoxie to cover the story. One NPR reporter rode with me in the cab of my combine, Gary said. That's exciting to hear in a rural community such as Hoxie, population 1,211 people. Now that's rural. It made national news when farmers in Kansas voluntarily adopted this plan to cut back and conserve their own water use. We commend Gary Moss and others involved with Sheridan 6 for making a difference with this long-term strategy. For water conservation and for Kansas, that is good news. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.